The University of Chicago is taking a stand against trigger warnings and safe spaces. The school sent a letter to incoming freshmen saying the university does not support giving advanced warning when professors tackle sensitive topics. It also does not condone safe places where students can go to avoid opinions they disagree with. And it will not cancel speakers who've been invited to talk about controversial topics. Jeffrey Stone is a law professor at the University of Chicago. He was lead author of its 2015 report on freedom of expression that laid the foundation for this week's letter to students. Jeffrey Stone, welcome.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So first of all, why no trigger warnings and why no safe spaces?
Well, the basic principle on which the University of Chicago was founded is a deep commitment to academic freedom and to the freedom of expression. And the core notion is that the way we seek the truth, the way we learn, the way we educate ourselves and one another is by a full and complete freedom to put forth ideas, to disagree with ideas, to argue with them, to condemn them, to defend them, and to work out for ourselves what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And there's been a trend in recent years in colleges and universities to put barriers in the way of that academic freedom. And Chicago has long stood for as full and complete an academic freedom as possible. And this is reflected in the statement that the committee wrote a year and a half ago, and in the Dean of Students statement that was sent to entering freshmen the other day.
Well, the trend, as you call it, reached a fever pitch last fall. You probably remember, I know a lot of people do, at Yale when a professor defended her students' rights to choose their own Halloween costumes after the school had sent out a letter with a list of guidelines on how not to offend people with Halloween costumes. She suggested the professor that students could simply just talk to the person that they found offensive, but she was excoriated by students, and so was her husband, a residence director and a professor himself. Here's what that interaction sounded like.
No, I don't agree with that.
Then why the f*** did you accept the position?
Because
who
I have
the f*** hired you?
I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being unsubstantiated, you should step down. It is not about creating an intellectual space. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here.
Jeffrey Stone, how did we get to that place in the United States?
Well, I think a couple of things have happened in recent years. One explanation, which has been put forth by a number of people, is that this new generation of college students has been raised by so-called helicopter parents, that they have been shielded and protected and celebrated from the time of their birth, and have basically been immunized from having to deal with frustration and defeat and challenge, and that when encountering it, they don't have the resilience that their predecessors had, and therefore seek protection from those things that they find upsetting. And to the extent that's true, it seems to me that a core responsibility of colleges and universities is to enable those students to develop the mechanisms that effective citizens need to have in order to deal in the real world with ideas and views that they find loathsome and offensive, and not to shield them in the way their parents allegedly have. The second factor is a more positive one, and that's that I think it's probably true that educators, including myself, became somewhat oblivious to the fact that there were students from a wide range of different groups in our communities who were feeling marginalized and devalued and were harmed in meaningful ways by some discourse that most of the rest of us regarded as innocuous. And to the credit of this generation of students, they have been in some ways courageous in being willing to say, this is intolerable. This is not acceptable. This has a harm.
I want to ask you about that. I want to defend college students here for just a moment, because if I compare them to the college students of my day and probably the generation before that, this generation of students, I feel like, is far more conscious of racism in society, far more conscious of things like homophobia in our society. You know, what's wrong with creating a space, a safe space, for instance, where those things aren't encouraged? I mean, aren't they doing the right thing in a way?
The right thing is to condemn those who make racist or sexist or homophobic statements. It's to explain why that's loathsome and why that's odious. It's not to try to shut down the free speech.
Well, there is a Cornell professor who makes the argument that trigger warnings are used in her class and that she doesn't use them because she wants students to avoid the material, but instead she uses them to prepare the students for difficult content so they have time to process it and then to have a conversation about an issue. And this is particularly important if some of the kids in her class have been exposed to violence or abuse. I mean, what do you say to that professor's argument that trigger warnings have a place in academics?
I think it's within the academic freedom of each individual faculty member to decide for him or herself what's the best way to teach a class. And nothing at Chicago prohibits a faculty member from deciding that he or she thinks this is the best way to deal with certain material. The point is the university will not require faculty members to do this.
And what's the student reaction been so far?
The student reaction in general to the university policy has been extraordinarily enthusiastic. There have been some students, certainly, and an op-ed in the student newspaper, the Maroon, that said we should be banning hate speech and so on. But the overall reaction, I think, from faculty, students, and alumni has been very positive. Chicago has long defined itself as an institution that is deeply committed to academic freedom and free expression. People who come here know that. They take pride in that. And frankly, people who I think are intimidated by that sensibly choose to go somewhere else.
It almost seems like a ridiculous question to ask you, but I'm going to do it because this is the conversations we're having on college campuses across the country. Let's say this fall someone wears an offensive costume on Halloween, a blackface, for instance. How do you recommend your students deal with that?
I suggest that if they think it's offensive and inappropriate and loathsome, that they should condemn it. And they should make clear this person's a jerk, or worse. But I don't think the university should punish the student.
Jeffrey Stone is a law professor at the University of Chicago, and he was lead author of the school's report on the freedom of expression. Professor Stone, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And one more note on this story. A former student body president at the University of Chicago is responding to the letter. Tyler Kissinger says during his tenure as president, he was threatened with expulsion for helping to organize a campus sit-in. He said on Twitter that the school's stand against trigger warnings and safe spaces is a public relations move for a university that has a long history of refusing to submit itself to the same sort of critical inquiry it champions.